requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. I didn't forget. Happy birthday to you. So, nobody taught me how to do that on the radio program. That's just one of those things that I do. We got a birthday in the family today, and so happy birthday to my son. He is a blessing, and we are thankful to God for the work that God has done in his life, we're just grateful to have him as our son, and thankful for what God has done for him. So I pray you have a great day today, son. And I'll try not to eat too much cake. So my name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merit Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we want to invite you to Merit Assembly of God so that you can become a part of this wonderful church that exists to be a blessing. We want to be a blessing to God. We want to be a blessing to our families. We want to be a blessing to our church. We want to be a blessing to our community, and we want to be a blessing to our world. We want to be a blessing spiritually and be a blessing relationally, be a blessing ministerially and relationally. There's a lot of different ways to be a blessing, and so I pray that if God speaks to your heart, that you will not hesitate to come and visit Merit Assembly of God and see if God is not calling you to Merit Assembly of God in order for us to work together in bringing Brevard County into a saving relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. When my wife and I came here, and it was more than a day or two ago, we didn't know anybody. We didn't know any of the pastors in the area. We started visiting churches, and the church that we thought that we would not end up at ended up being the church that God wanted us at. And that was, that's interesting. So I always tell people, don't be the one that you set the parameters. Allow God to set the parameters. One of the families that was in our church for a long time, I knew the church that they came from. We had not met until they walked in the doors of Merit Assembly of God, but I knew the church that they came from. It was a big church. And you might have been a part of a mega church. The church that these people went to ran 20,000 people. And the day that they visited, I went home that night, and I prayed, and I said, God, there's no way they're ever going to come back and be a part of Merit Assembly of God. We're nowhere near 20,000. So I was in a meeting one time. This is a different story. I was in a meeting one time, and the pastor was up there, and he said, yeah, on Sunday, this wasn't an Assembly of God pastor, by the way. He said, yeah, on Sunday, we were just shy of 10,000. We had 70. So I went and I prayed. God said, I want you to write on this letter. What I didn't know is that God was speaking to them, and Merit Assembly of God was where he wanted them to serve. And they were a blessing to our church for well over a decade. Dear friends, one of them's passed away, but the other is a dear friend, and we love him very, very much. Just got to see him this last weekend. So he moved out of the area. So we're truly thankful for what God has done. So all that to say this, we'd love for you to come and visit Merit Assembly of God. I'm going to read we're going to go back to Isaiah chapter 14 today. And verse number 24, 25, 26, 27, It says, the Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so it shall come to pass, and as I have purposed, so it shall stand, that I will break the Assyrian in my land, and on my mountains tread him underfoot. Then his yoke shall be removed from them, and his burden removed from their shoulders. This is the purpose that is purposed against the whole earth. And this is the hand that is stretched out over all the nations. For the Lord of hosts has purposed, and who will annul it? His hand is stretched out, and who will turn it back? Let me just go back to verse number 24, just to touch on one little phrase there. And it says, the Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, God just doesn't make frivolous statements. He makes authoritative decrees. And so when he makes this statement, he's like, you can take this to the bank. I'm saying this intentionally. I'm saying this because this is my thought. There's a purpose, and this is my plan. Okay, so we've talked about that God was going to deal with the Babylonians who had carried his people off into captivity. We've talked about the Assyrians who came and dislodged the 10 northern tribes and trespassed, imported, if you will, transplanted people from a different region because they wanted to sever the ties that the people had to that was their inheritance from God. I want you to know God doesn't forget. And so in verse number 25, we looked and he said, I'm not only going to deal with those who took my people into captivity, but I'm going to deal with the Assyrians who were trespassing and oppressing and making bond servants out of my people who I intended to walk in freedom, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. That's what God's plan and purpose is for his people. So it's one thing to talk about Babylon. It's one thing to talk about the Assyrian. But I want you to hear what God says in verse number 26. This is the purpose that is purposed against the whole earth. And this is the hand that is stretched out over all the nations. That word nations means people groups. Okay? So God doesn't want one group of people treating other people as captives. He also doesn't want someone coming in and unilaterally dispossessing a person from the inheritance that God has assigned to them. He doesn't want another group of people oppressing a different group of people, especially those who are walking in covenant with God. So Romans makes it clear that we are either servants of unrighteousness or we are servants of righteousness. It all depends on how we are going to respond when God offers us the gift of repentance and the privilege of making him the Lord of our life. So today, you and I can say, God has made this perfectly clear. He's sworn that he has thought this. It will come to pass. God's purposed it. And it's going to stand. Well, what is it? That this is the purpose that is purposed against the whole earth. That God will cut off that which needs to be cut off. He will break that which needs to be broken. He will trample underfoot those things that need to be trampled. He will remove the yoke and the burdens that need to be removed for anybody. Today, I want you to know that you are not without a helper. The Holy Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, is the one who is called alongside to help. Okay? It is a sign of immaturity when someone is offering to help and the other person, the person who has been offered the help says, no, I can do it myself. I've reached that stage in life where I realize just how precious the help is. I've got a dual goal as pastor. One is to reach as many people in the community as I can. The second is to reach as many people in the community as I can without overworking or discouraging or oppressing the people who are helping to carry that responsibility along with us. So through the years, we have done a lot of different things. We've run a bus ministry back in the day. We've done sidewalk Sunday schools, done kids crusades, refugee shipments to countries that were under attack. We have done hurricane relief efforts. Let me tell you, I almost overdid it with that one. It was really, really a lot for a small church. We distributed two truckloads worth of resources, and one of the trucks, it was a 53-foot trailer. When they packed it to ship it, all of the pallets had not been stacked right, and so to a large extent, we had to restack the pallets, unload it, and then organize it just so that we could be able to distribute it. There were a lot of pastors that we called, and we ended up calling Teen Missions to see if they could come and offer us some help because we were overwhelmed. And we're very thankful that Merit Assembly of God isn't the only place that's teaching people about Jesus. Okay. Very, very thankful. Very, very thankful. So today I want you to know that when you read Isaiah chapter 14, that you should read that from a personal perspective. The captivity that you face might not be Babylon. The oppressor in your life may not carry the name Assyrian. But God says that removing the yoke and removing the burden and breaking the power and cutting off the enemy, that's his purpose against the whole earth. It says, don't touch my people. So I have four rules. If you want to see my demeanor change. It doesn't take long. You know, I'm a pretty easygoing guy. I love to laugh. I love to have fun. I want to minister for the glory of God, but I, like the centurion, I am a man under authority. And so if you want to see my demeanor change, all you got to do is one of a few things. The first one is, if you mess with my wife, my demeanor changes very quickly. I also have had the relationship, if you messed with my kids when I was growing up, my demeanor changed very quickly. The third one was, if you mess with the church, then you find out that my demeanor has another side. And then I've got spiritual leaders that are over me, and I adopted a fourth one about 10 years after the others, and that was, you know, if you mess with my pastor. See, I've had people that have come in and said things and done things to me, and a lot of times people just kind of stand around and watch and see, you know, how I'm going to respond and all that sort of stuff. But I want you to know that that's not how I respond whenever my pastor is, you know, being dealt with in an ungodly manner. I want to step up and help educate that person in Jesus' name. God doesn't want you to be dealt with badly. He wants you to be walking in a relationship with Him to where you are walking under the umbrella of His protection, that you are not living in fear, but instead you are living in faith and you are living in freedom. And God says, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's a 150-year-old problem. It doesn't matter if it's a generational issue. It doesn't matter if it's a relatively new occurrence. Whatever the situation is, God says, I am able to deal with it completely and thoroughly. Even if it's not two, even if it's all the nations of the earth, He said, I am going to deal with it. That's what my purpose is. And He said, and this is the hand that is stretched out over the nations. This is the hand that is stretched out over the nations. For the Lord has purpose. This is Isaiah chapter 24, verse number 27. For the Lord has purposed. Okay. Today, and again, I know we talked a little bit about this last week, I believe it was, but you need to know that God has a divine purpose for your life. I don't know how long your life will be, but I do pray that you will live your life with purpose. Because when you understand God's purpose and His hand is moving to bring about His purpose, listen to what it says. Who will annul it? God is the one who says, and this is the hand that is stretched out over all the nations. You may feel as if you're just barely getting to know God. It may feel as if God's hand is still reaching out and you haven't even got yours completely reached out there yet. I want you to know that God is very proactive in bringing you into a relationship. And He says, and when I stretch out my hand, who can make it as if it is nothing? So I watched the video a couple or three weeks ago. So I have this expression, a couple of three. And my kids say, so is that two or is that six? And I won't tell you what I tell them. but it was 2 or 3 weeks ago where I saw this video, and there was a young lady who was riding a bicycle, was flying down this hill, had completely frozen on the bicycle, was traveling at a high rate of speed, and a gentleman looks up and sees what is happening and goes over, and before the bicycle can impact this building, he reaches up and he grabs her off of the bicycle. And I'm pretty sure the bicycle slammed into the building, but by that time the rider of the bicycle was off. The bicycle also ran over the guy's foot, and it was hurting him pretty good. I want you to understand that Jesus not only purposed to reach out to you, but He took the pain for it as well. That hand that He stretched out, in the New Testament, we learned that that's a nail-pierced hand. And that the enemy's weapons have been neutralized and they have been rendered useless. God's purpose is to bring freedom into your life. And so when he stretches out your hand, I encourage you, run into his arms. Run into his arms, because his plans for you are way better than the plans that the enemy has. His hand is stretched out, and who will turn it back? Who will turn it back? You know, there, when my son was growing up, it really wasn't fair. It really wasn't fair, because he became taller and stronger and quicker than I was way too early. About the only thing that I had going for me in any of our competitive matches. See, I was raised in a household, you didn't let your kids win anything. If your kids won, it was because they beat you fair and square. That's the way I was raised, and that's the way that we treated our kids. And so I taught my son to play foosball. We had a foosball table at the church, still do. And not the greatest foosball table in the world, but at one point in time, we were playing, and he was ahead 9-0. And I ended up beating him 10-9. And the only thing that I had was there were a few shots that I hadn't shown him before that I could lean on and say, you may be stronger, you may be quicker, you may have faster reflexes, but you don't know everything that I know. And so there was the same thing played out in ping pong. Here's where that problem fell short, was when I'd shown him all of my moves. Now he not only was stronger, quicker, but he also had the same knowledge that I had. At that point in time, I was helpless. I don't know that I've beaten him at that since, so I have to take him golfing so I can show him that I can still beat him at something. God's hand is stretched out on your behalf. And please understand that he doesn't intend on stopping the fight for you. He's still wanting to liberate areas of your life that may be under a jurisdiction that he doesn't want prevailing in your life. Don't stay in captivity. Don't stay in captivity to food. Don't stay in captivity to sin. Don't stay in captivity to pornography. Don't stay in captivity in your finances. Whatever God needs to do to bring freedom into your life, that's what he wants to do, because he wants you and I walking in perfect freedom. On the same hand, there may be some areas in our life that there's an unwelcomed intrusion of the enemy. You may have been blindsided by an attack. You may be kind of shaking your head and said, what happened to that joy? What happened to the peace that I used to have in my life? How did I lose all of that? Well, I want you to know, there may be some things that need to be shipped out of your life to make room for all of the great things that God has. Okay? Here's what happened when the Assyrians came into the Promised Land. All of a sudden, the people that the Assyrian king brought in, they said, hey, we need a priest. We need somebody who knows what the God of this land expects, because this land is about to kill us. We need to know how to live for God. That was the beginnings of the Samaritans, was when all of that took place. I want to encourage you. Get into the Word of God. Find out what He wants in your life. Find out what He doesn't want in your life. What He doesn't want in your life, get rid of. I have a friend, and he told this story. He said he was pastoring a church, and it was a person that had finally surrendered to honoring the Lord in their finances, and they had presented to that pastor a very, very large check. It was the largest check the church had ever received, and he held that check up to the church and said, I want you to understand that God's been moving on people's heart, and this is the largest check that we've ever received. He held up a second check, and it was a check from a young lady who had just given her heart to Jesus. She had been living in a relationship she should not have been living in. And she said, I've given my heart to Jesus, and I'm going to end this relationship. And the person said, you're never going to be able to survive. You will never make it. And she said, well, I believe that if I honor God with my finances, He's going to help me to make it. One of them, believe it or not, the single mother wasn't the one that had the biggest struggle writing that check. It was the very successful person. Money had a hold on them. Money did not have a hold on that other. But I will tell you this, because they walked in obedience, God blessed both of them. I pray today that you will realize that it is a truth that you cannot escape. God thinks about you, that those thoughts are about purpose. He's going to cause it to come to pass because He wants you to stand. He will remove any enemy in your life that's trying to hinder God's purpose from coming to pass in your life. He wants to stretch His hand out, and it doesn't matter who it is, where it is, how many people it is. God has purposed it. The world is not able to nullify what God wants to do in your life. Don't let the world do that. And God has got His hand stretched out, and He has no plans of ever stopping His hand from moving on your behalf and on mine. So I pray today that you live in victory. I'm going to sign off today and say happy birthday one more time there to my son. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow right here.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name.